This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Bloody weekends across this country, Democrats playing right into our hands. I hate it. Don't think I'm cheering for it. I don't want it. I'd like those cities to be under Republican rule. I'd like Republican mayors, Republican city councils, Republican governors. I'd like all those people to be alive. But as long as it's happening, I sit here and I say this is the perfect evidence of what happens when you put Democrats in charge. Democrats have lost their minds. Their whole party is dedicated to looters, to rioters, to torturers, to murderers, to assaulters, to carjackers, to home invaders, to felons, to ex-cons. That's the Democrat Party today. People want to blame others for why they're attacking and murdering. What I saw on the streets of Portland this weekend, Portland, Oregon, my God. What I saw on the streets of New York City, I saw the video. New York has been abandoned. It's not coming back. There's nobody coming back. The moving vans are all leaving New York City. Everybody wants out. They're leaving Chicago. Everyone wants out. I've seen the Magnificent Mile. It's not so magnificent anymore. It's a dump. I've seen San Francisco. It's drug needles, poop and poo, and vicious bums assaulting people in the middle of the street. You've never seen anything like these towns. Portland, Seattle, Minnesota, Minneapolis. Wow, it's an incredible scene all across this country. And it is lawlessness. And Democrats love to, this is their excuse, by the way. When you speak to Democrats, they go, yeah, but Trump is president. How can he blame us? How can he blame you? These are Democrat cities run with Democrat rules, funded by George Soros. Democrat DAs, Democrat police chiefs. You let the criminals out, revolving justice. They commit a crime, a vicious, heinous crime. You let them right out. This is America. This is Trump's theme. This is it. This is our moment. This is great. I hate this, but I love this. I feel horrible for the people that are getting hurt and killed and the store owners whose lives are being ruined. But it's necessary to show you what America would be like if you put Democrats, radical, communist, Marxist Democrats in charge of the United States of America. This is their America. This is what they choose. Did you see what happened in Portland over the weekend? They blocked a guy in a white pickup truck. A white couple in a white pickup truck were blocked on the street. And they beat the crap out of the woman, and then they beat the crap out of the man. And then when he was lying on the ground trying to get up, someone came running around and kicked him in the face with like a steel boot. And I don't know if he's dead or close to dead. He's in a coma right now. What he did to that man's head, you wince when you watch it, and then you see him on the ground, blood pouring out of his ears. That man may never open his eyes again. That's Black Lives Matter. There it is right there. This country's been taken over by hoodlums and thugs. And it's out of the Democrat Party's control and it's out of their hands. They never imagined that it would smolder and explode. You guys encouraged it. You guys fed it. You guys wanted it. But you didn't realize it was going to get out of control before the election. And you've killed yourselves. You're dead. Biden is done. Finished. Kamala Harris is hated. The black community doesn't even like her. Latest poll. Like I like to quote CNN. CNN, and 2 months ago, last poll, had Trump down by 14, and I laughed at that poll. Now it's been 2 months of rioting. You know they oversample Democrats. You know they ask questions in misleading ways to help Democrats. You know that they poll registered voters, not likely voters, and still Trump has gone from 14 down to 4 down, which is in the 4-point margin of error. Trump is basically tied with Joe Biden in that fraudulent poll. don't forget, there's always 5 to 10% of the people that won't admit to anyone, let alone a pollster, that they're voting for Trump. So I think it probably means Trump's up by 10. But the important part of the poll was, even with registered voters not likely, even with oversampling Democrats, 21-point swing of black voters against Biden Kamala Harris since she was named the nominee. You hear what I just said? 21-point swing. 21% more of black voters is no longer supporting Joe Biden because Kamala Harris is on the ticket. Now, is it directly because of her? She sure didn't help. I don't know if it's because they're turned off to her or they don't care one way or the other, and they're just turned off to the violence in the streets. Black Americans are starting to get the picture, man. The light bulb's going off. NBC Chicago reports violent crime surged over the weekend. Some of the highest numbers recorded for the month. More than 60 people shot. 5 died of their injuries. The weekend before, Chicago observed 40 shootings and 4 deaths. On a 30-day basis, 415 people shot, 69 killed. That's Chicago. New York's numbers are even worse, if that's possible. New York has become Chicago. It was never even close. And now New York is Chicago. And by the way, guns are used in a majority of the homicides. These are, without a doubt, the most strict gun control cities in America. New York, 50 shot, 6 deaths this past weekend. It is out of control. Chicago, New York, other top metro areas, Philadelphia, homicides soaring, Milwaukee, homicides in 20 major cities up by 37%. And everybody with a brain is taking their families and running for the suburbs. They're all getting out while they can, while the going is good. Trust me when I tell you, Trump's got the election. Now, here's the problem. Trump's got the election with real votes. The one thing I can't promise you is the fraud, the deception, the voter fraud, the illegals voting, the mail-in ballots are total fraud. We all know that. So there's going to be lots of monkey business, and they're trying to steal the election because it's all they've got, is the fake polls, the fake news, the attacks on Trump in the fake news, and the ability to steal the election with voter fraud. That's all they've got left, and they're desperate. So this is going to be the way they try it. Other than that, we win by a landslide. Broadcast coverage of Trump, 95% negative. A new study by the Media Research Center, MRC, says the coverage of the president, 95% negative. Rich Noyes, research director, said for this press watchdog, said, I've been studying the news media and elections for 35 plus years. Trust me, there's never been anything like it. The main networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, aired 9 times as much coverage of Trump than Joe Biden, with 95% being negative. 512 minutes of airtime on the president, 58 minutes for Biden. Wow. I mean, Trump's always had terrible negative coverage, Obama the best coverage ever. And they know they can't give any positive coverage to Biden because he's brain dead, he's got dementia, doesn't know where he is, a kooky old man. And when he did know where he was always grabbing little girls and teenage girls and grown women, grabbing them by the whatever, the butt, smelling their hair, bragging about being in the pool when kids grabbed onto his hairy legs to play with his hair. One of the strangest human beings ever in the history of the world. Unwanted kissing, and even one woman charging sexual assault. So instead of praising Biden, they just don't mention him, and they just attack Trump all day. Evening newscast, how about this one? This is a different study, I think. 150 times more negative towards Trump than Biden. No, it's the same organization, but it's another way to look at it. Not only is the coverage so much more against Trump and the negativity so much more, but the amount of negative against Trump versus the amount of negative towards Biden, 150 times more negative against Trump. That's incredible. CBS Evening News, NBC Evening News, ABC World News Tonight made a whopping 634 negative statements about Trump. At the same time, they made 34 positive statements about Trump. And it's 150 times more negative about Trump than Biden. Incredible statistics. But I just come back, folks, to this violence in the streets and the rioting and the looting and the destruction of Fifth Avenue in New York, Madison Avenue in New York, Magnificent Mile in Chicago, 700-plus buildings burned in Minneapolis. They've taken over Portland every night, Seattle most nights. San Francisco and Los Angeles, it's incredible what they've done to our country. And everybody who has a brain and common sense, not just white people, not just white middle-class people, I think, I keep saying there's a black silent minority, maybe even at this point, a black silent majority, that's got to see, if you have a job and you're black, if you have a family and you're black, if you have kids and you're black, if you own a gun and you're black, if you own a business and you're black, if you own a house and you're black, you've got to see that this group, Democrat Party, is radical, extreme, and they're going to burn your neighborhood down and destroy what you own. A mob of Portland Black Lives Matter and Antifa militants forced a white man to crash his truck, then punched and kicked him unconscious. I watched the video. A series of clips on social media show the victim being surrounded in his white truck at 10:30 p.m. Sunday. That was last night. As others attacked his wife, who was punched and tackled to the ground. He didn't do anything. The way they put it is he didn't do nothing. Someone could be heard calling as others punched the driver as he sat in his truck and kicked him. The unidentified driver sped off with the mob chasing him, but some heard loudly laughing when he crashed into a light pole. Dragged from his truck, tackled to the ground, repeatedly punched as he tried to call his wife while also pleading with his attackers. He sat on the ground. "I ain't gonna hurt no one," he told them. "I was trying to get out of the way." And then as the mob dispersed to watch another fight, the main offender circled back around, kicked the defenseless driver in the face from behind, knocking him unconscious with his head cracking on the ground. And all I heard was the N-word. Black people were screaming the N-word at a white man being savagely beaten. And the latest report is the man is unconscious in a Portland hospital after the brutal attack by Antifa and Black Lives Matter thugs. What a freaking disgrace. This is taken off the front page. The little five-year-old white boy was shot in the head and murdered by a black criminal's next-door neighbor. Unbelievable. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, T-H-E, MAGA, M-A-G-A, Mall, M-A-L-L.com. Themagamall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now OptiVita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you 3 silver applicators, a spray bottle free, a dropper bottle free, a fine mist nasal sprayer free. All 3 free when you purchase the Roots Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
By the way, in my early edition show, I've got a live and local early edition show in Las Vegas. I opened up the show with what my fans are calling the most epic rant in the history of radio. Not my most epic rant, the most epic rant they've ever heard in the history of conservative talk radio about what's happening to our cities and what's going to happen if you let Democrats win in November. And I've gotten the link to that rant thanks to my wonderful board op and associate producer, Chris O'Sullivan, and I've got it up at my website, at Twitter, at PolitiChatter, at Parler, my favorite new place, P-A-R-L-E-R. I've got over 23,000 fans at Parler, 22,000 of them in the last 2 months. And Parler.com or get the Parler app, I've got it there. I've got it on my Facebook page and my Facebook fan page. It's all there. You want to listen to it, click on it and spread it. Make it go viral. I don't know if anyone's ever made it clear what we're facing at this moment in time. I'll get to more of that in a second. I want to discuss this Portland horrible beating by Black Lives Matter activists against a white couple, but in particular a white guy driving a white pickup truck. I wonder if that was part of it. You're white and you drive a white pickup truck. We got to beat him. We got to kill him. Crazy. Sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, Strauss Heart Drops. You know that my passion and obsession in life is conservative politics, and probably number two is health. And I'm 59 years old in the best shape of my life. I've gone on a rampage, man. I do 150 to 200 sit-ups every morning now. I never did that in my life. I always did an hour or more in the gym every day, but I never did sit-ups. I do 150 to 200 each morning. It is hell. It is pain. But, man, my stomach is tight. And your midsection is everything, man. It's your yang. Your yin is what the Chinese say. It's kind of the center of everything. It's how you balance yourself. It's where you get your strength. from your stomach and your midsection. And so I'm a health guy. I'm a health fanatic. I'm a health enthusiast. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. Strauss Heart Drops is like me. They've helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked restricted blood flow. Sold over 1 million bottles in Canada. Now they've come to America on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Heart attack and stroke, number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. You can keep taking your prescription and add the Strauss. They guarantee your satisfaction. Add the Strauss Heart Drop. They clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. Might be too late. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com, that's thepowermall.com, and then click on Strauss Heart Drops, and then click on Cinnamon Flavored. Liberals freaked out today, by the way. Rush Limbaugh read a story about Kamala Harris being called a hoe. During a show, radio show today, Rush Limbaugh read a story about a photographer posting a sexist Facebook post, and I said this on Facebook, too, about Kamala Harris. It was a meme. Isn't it meme? That's the right word, right? Meme? A meme? A meme? And it just said something about Joe and the hoe. And he got fired from his job. He didn't say it. Rush Limbaugh didn't say it. And by the way, he didn't do it. She did it. She's the one who had sex and became the mistress of San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown and got two jobs from it in politics with taxpayer money, $400,000. So now the Twitter sphere is freaking out that Rush called Kamala a hoe, which is completely false. It's not what he did. But Rush Limbaugh told a story about photographer Bill Baptiste being fired from the NBA after liking on Facebook a meme of Joe and the hoe. He just liked a meme. That means you can't do your job ever again? And they say Rush Limbaugh called her a hoe. Rush Limbaugh didn't call her a hoe. He didn't call her anything. But you know who probably is going to get called a hoe? I think it's okay. It's a guy, right? Nobody cares if you call a guy a hoe. Joe Biden. Because word is now out. It's very funny. It's a hell of a couple. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, that Joe had an affair with his wife Jill when she was just his girlfriend. That they lied. They didn't meet on a blind date. Jill Biden's ex claims she had an affair with Joe Biden. They didn't meet on a blind date, according to New York Post. Jill Biden's husband has accused the potential first lady of having an affair with Biden. They lied about how they met. Bill Stevenson accused the presumptive Democrat nominee of being a homewrecker and says the feel-good story of how Biden and Jill met on a blind date is completely made up. I don't want to hurt anyone, says Stevenson, now 72, working on a book. But facts are facts. What happened, happened. Anyway, I'll get to more of it when we get back, but he claims they had an affair. He devotes 80 pages to the new bombshell details. The book claims they began their romance in Delaware earlier than they publicly stated while Jill was still married to Stevenson, and that the affair led to the breakup of his marriage to Jill. Interesting. Interesting couple on a presidential ticket, Biden and Kamala Harris. See you in a second.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The chairman of the Democratic National Committee says his party's convention is going to be unusual, but it will still inspire the country.
This is a most unconventional convention, but when you are in the throes of a pandemic, You must follow the science.
Tom Perez telling reporters the goal of the next few days in Milwaukee is to bring America together. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is demanding an investigation into two nights of rolling blackouts that occurred during a prolonged heat wave and increased energy use.
You deserve and also demand what happened and the implications of what this means to the future. And that's exactly what we've initiated over the course of the last 48 hours.
The rolling blackouts affected hundreds of thousands of Californians and temperatures were well over 100. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
What's going on in the streets of the United States? Unbelievable. Wayne Allyn Root, the root is on fire. The country is on fire. All of which is bad for us, but I think good for the Republican Party and Donald Trump on November 3rd. I really do. It's terrible in general. I mean, nobody wants to see cities burn. But what happened in Portland over the weekend with that poor man who's unconscious still, what happened in Seattle over the weekend, what happened in Chicago, the BLM mob had a banner that said, loot it all, an open declaration of more looting to come, loot it all. We've got our guest, John Solomon, with us, award-winning investigative journalist, CEO and editor-in-chief of JustTheNews.com, co-author of the new book, Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies that Enriched the Clinton and Biden Dynasties. John, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
It is good to join you. Happy Monday.
Thank you, sir. I don't get it, John. I really don't. I don't understand how a Republican gets spit on the sidewalk and they want to give you life in prison. And you guys like you write entire books about the fact that Biden and Clintons are corrupt and they've taken money.
Yeah.
And it's money that rightfully, I think, either belongs to taxpayers or it should have been foreign aid. A piece of it was doled out to them. Maybe it was given to the Clinton Foundation in the form of, quote, unquote, charity. Why does nobody on the left ever go to jail for doing bad stuff?
It's a great question, right? It's why so many Americans today see a double system of justice, one for Republicans and everyday folks and the other for liberal elitists and Department of Justice insiders, right? We have so many great examples. Mike Flynn gets indicted for telling a lie, which we now are told wasn't a lie, and yet Andy McCabe doesn't get indicted for two or three lies that he allegedly told in an investigation. So you carry that all the way through, and you understand why Americans are so frustrated and why they, you know, they're clamoring for more accountability on what happened with the Russia collusion narrative, because we now know it was bogus and it was illegal, and we had people in the Justice Department, the FBI, the intelligence community taking acts that are illegal. And last Friday, we got our first accountability. We got the first criminal charge filed against a mid-level FBI lawyer, Kevin Kleinsmith. He has a deal. He's going to plead guilty. He's going to roll up and assist the investigation. And I don't think that fares well or bids well for those who were above him and then helped carry out the Russia collusion false narrative.
You know, to the average person, you know, you might know the name. You might. I don't think the average person either. But to the average political junkie, you'd know the names Clapper and Brennan and Comey. But I've been writing on and off. We're talking to John Solomon. I've been writing on and off for about 4 years about who I think is the most evil person out of all of them. And I think it's McCabe. I think Andy McCabe is just evil. And I'm just wondering whether you think he's going to wind up rolled up in this investigation. Is he part of the group that might get indicted? We say might because you don't know and I don't know. But I'm hoping that he's one you assume will get rolled up in this whole thing.
So I'll leave the evil and non-evil thing to other people to do because I don't do opinion. But I will say this. Andy McCabe was the day-to-day manager above everyone else on running this counterintelligence investigation. His name comes up hundreds of times in the text messages and the emails. He was the guy every day that Peter Strzok went to, Lisa Page went to, Bill Priestap, their boss, the man between McCabe, was constantly rolling up to McCabe. There's an amazing anecdote where Bill Priestap, the assistant director for counterintelligence, Pete Strzok's boss, goes to James Comey and says, I don't think we're doing right by Mike Flynn. I think I'm troubled by it with Mike Flynn. And then Andy McCabe goes, according to the text messages, and flips Comey back around and gets Comey back on his side. He's definitely the center of this entire operation. And then having someone like Kevin Kleinsmith, a man who sat in on the investigations, sat in on the plot to hide an FBI agent to spy on President Trump during a counterintelligence briefing, who was involved in the FISA application vetting, his testimony could be very valuable to prosecutors in determining if anything Andy McCabe did rises to the level of criminality. Inside the criminal information, the document they filed in the court the other day, there is some explosive new evidence. We've known for some time that Kleinsmith doctored a document in the summer of 17 to hide the fact that Carter Page was actually working for the CIA. He wasn't a Russian stooge, wasn't a Russian spy. We knew all along that Carter Page, the target of the FISA warrants, the Trump advisor, was a CIA asset, it turns out. Well, we knew that Kleinsmith had made that document change in June of 17. It turns out that in August of 2060, 2 months before the first FISA warrant was obtained, the FBI was told then that he was working for the CIA, which means 2 months before they went to the court and portrayed Carter Page as a Russian stooge who needed to be investigated, the FBI leadership, the head of the Crossfire Hurricane team, knew, in fact, that Carter Page was a good guy, not a bad guy, and they carried out this thing. Now, why is that important? It means other people besides Kleinsmith are in legal jeopardy now.
So I think I asked you this last time you were on. I vaguely remember asking you, but I know I was talking to someone involved in this investigation about this topic. If you actually can prove it, I know this is a big if, but if you can prove there's a bunch of bad people, let's assume they roll up the Clappers and the Brennans and the McCabes and the Comeys. Wouldn't you think that all of them facing prison time would try to tell everything they knew about Obama and Biden being in the room, and therefore they could, in fact, get indicted? Why would, at some point, Barr said he was not going to go after Obama. But if all these guys are indicted and they got orders from Obama, why would we not roll Obama and Biden up in this whole thing?
I suspect the reason why is that Obama and Biden's comments, their actions, may have been the motive for the FBI agents to take the actions they did. But at the end of the day, it's the FBI agent who affixes his name to the application or the court document that ultimately is legally culpable under the system. When you say something is verified and it isn't, like those FBI agents did, you are committing the crime. Barack Obama saying, go get Mike Flynn. Have you thought about, or Joe Biden saying, have you thought about the Logan Act to get Mike Flynn? Those are motivations. Those are pressure. But they may not rise to the fact that they're not the ones who signed their name to a false affidavit or took other accusations or activities that would violate the law. So I think that's probably why. To date, I've not seen any evidence that suggested Barack Obama instructed someone to go commit a crime. Now, we have strong evidence that people did commit a crime after he made those statements, but we do not have the evidence that Barack Obama or Joe Biden have made that claim. And I suspect after a lot of investigating, that's where Durham and the prosecution team is as well.
I'm sorry to hear that, because it's clear to me these guys didn't act on their own. I mean, you just, Obama knew everything going on in his administration, John, and a guy like
that
is not going to let you act on your own, so I don't know. Very strange.
Yeah.
You know what I really
think?
Yeah,
the problem is proving it to a jury, right, and being able to show you have the order. It's very hard to convict the president in the absence of such things as, you know, a missing tape or something like we had with Nixon. And I think at the end of the day, most importantly, is you do not want the FBI and the intelligence community thinking they can do this again for another president another time. That's why culpability, at least at that level, at the Comey-McCabe level, is so important, because these are the guys that should have said no to President Obama. Even if it meant getting fired, they should have said no, and instead they carried out the plot. And I think at the end of the day, punishing them will be a deterrent for future agents who may be tempted to do these things.
I get it. I just think in the end, the real reason that you don't go after an Obama is because all of the lawyers and the big shots around Trump probably convince him that if you go after Obama, then the next administration is going to go after you. If you leave Obama alone, then maybe your people will get indicted, but they'll leave you alone. And I think that's all it comes down to. They're scared to death that, you know, the next administration is Democrat and goes after Trump. And he doesn't want that to happen. So he figures if I don't go after Obama, they'll leave me alone.
We saw that this weekend. I think it was Eric Swalwell was suggesting that we needed a presidential crimes commission to go after Donald Trump when he leaves office. I think that motive is already in place, and that, you know, in the Cold War that is in Washington these days, that's a real thing. I don't think the line prosecutors are thinking that way. I think the line prosecutors are thinking, if you're going to take on a president, you better have great evidence. You're not going to go to a jury with, you know, a suggestion or an innuendo. Right now, they're focused on the people that, you know, signed the affidavits may have been engaged in a conspiracy to defraud the court. Now, if a James Comey says, I was ordered by President Obama to do that, if he gets to that point, well, this dynamic may change. Right now, we don't have that type of evidence.
I've heard, and I don't know if you've heard this, you're so much more plugged into me, but I vaguely remember 4 years ago that I heard that McCabe was sexually harassing someone in his office, and that someone was great friends with Mike Flynn. And she went to Mike Flynn and said, I am being pressured to have sex with Andrew McCabe. And Flynn lit into McCabe and really, you know, dressed him down, and that's why McCabe had it in for Flynn and wanted to destroy him. Have you heard that story?
It's a little bit different. I'm actually the person that got these documents. So it wasn't sexual harassment. There was an EEO complaint that a senior FBI supervisor working under McCabe had been passed over, discriminated against in a promotion. So it wasn't sexual harassment. It wasn't a Me Too situation. It was a EEO complaint over being passed over for promotion, being denied an opportunity to advance their career in the FBI. And Mike Flynn, while that woman is pursuing her EEO complaint, a very decorated agent at that point, and Mike Flynn comes in and writes a letter on her behalf supporting her in her fight against McCabe. And McCabe ultimately acknowledges in his deposition that he rang her up, got her in trouble, you know, subjected her to discipline because she knew her EEO complaint was coming. And that's called retaliation under the law. So all that's in the public domain. That's been out there. It wasn't sexual harassment. It was discrimination in a job claim.
Got it. But he had a vendetta against Flynn because Flynn took her side. And that made him very angry towards Flynn. And that must be the reason he set Flynn up in such a strange way, right?
Raises a great conflict of interest. It's a conflict of interest. There's no doubt about it.
Yep. All right. I think McCabe's a bad guy. All right, John Solomon, you're a good guy. JustTheNews.com. He's CEO and editor-in-chief of JustTheNews.com and co-author of the new book, Fallout. Check it out at Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any great place to buy books. Fallout by John Solomon or JustTheNews.com. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathroom. If you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of this segment of the show is the MAGA Mall. MAGA Mall is your one-stop shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps. Actually, I was with a friend today at lunch. And I was wearing I had to wear a face mask. I just happened to have one on that has Republican Party on it. It was from the Republican Club of Nevada. They'd given me one, and I just happened to have that one in my car at the moment. And I put it on, and he's like, how does someone get a MAGA or a Trump face mask? Well, here's how you get it. You can get it from the MAGA Mall. They have MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. So walk around with a MAGA face mask. And just laugh at everybody. Just laugh. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. The MAGA Mall prides themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today, pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered, every star, every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices, and you get 10% off the Chevrolet prices for your Rolls-Royce. 10% off as long as you mention promo code WAR10, as in Wayne Allen Root 10, WAR10, at checkout. For the highest quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. That's themagamall.com, the MAGA Mall, themagamall.com, themagamall.com. So, a man who was seen on video being punched and kicked in the head by Portland Antifa and Black Lives Matter thugs Sunday night is reported to be still unconscious in the hospital. One of the worst beatings I've ever seen, that kick. I mean, the beating in general and then that kick. And so, and here it is. Jorge Ventura Media, the male, is still unconscious in the hospital. We'll provide more updates as they come. It's scary. A crowd is gathered around the unconscious victim's body. Some are pouring water on his head. Others can be heard arguing and establishing Black Lives Matter responsibility for the attack. I don't know if that means they're saying I want credit for the attack or I don't want credit for the attack. But the victim apparently incurred the wrath of Antifa and BLM by coming to the aid of a trans woman who was attacked and had her backpack stolen by the woke mob while walking on a sidewalk near where the man's pickup truck was parked. Video clips show the mob surrounding the pickup truck as the man tried to leave. He got a few blocks away before the mob caught up with him and he crashed his truck. Man was removed from the vehicle, forced to sit in the street by the mob, who shoved and punched him and slapped him and kicked at him, screamed at him while he was sitting on the ground. One thug is seen coming up behind, and then all of a sudden, a roundhouse kick to his head as he sat in the street, and the man was seen unconscious, bleeding from the head. Unconfirmed reports by 4chan have identified the attacker as a worker at the Portland airport. Wow, interesting. They've actually identified his name. So we'll say alleged. 4chan identifies one of the Portland rioters who attempted to kill the driver as Kesey Love. We'll say allegedly Kesey Love. The anonymous message board 4chan has once again proven to be one of the nation's best intelligence services, as they have seemingly identified the man who dealt the final kick to a man who was savagely beaten by rioters in Portland on Sunday evening. The rioters appear to be attempting to murder a man after beating a white woman who may or may not have been with him. The terrorist mob gathered around the man's limp body as he bled from the head. And then while the man laid unconscious, the mob robbed his truck. Folks, this is evil. This is just pure evil. No other way to describe it. And it's attempted murder. And in Chicago, Black Lives Matter mob led off the weekend with a march, and they had banners that said, "Loot it all back." They looted and ransacked Chicago's Magnificent Mile for at least the second time this year. And the protesters led off their march now with a "Loot it all" banner. What do you think that means? Remember, there was a protester just last week in the middle of the bad looting and rioting in Chicago on the Magnificent Mile. And she was interviewed and by the media, and she said, "We have every right to loot. It's reparations." So when you see a sign that says, or a banner that says, "Loot it all back," they claim that they were looted as slaves 400 years ago, 300 years ago, 200 years ago, whatever it was. When did first slaves first get to the United States? 1600s, I guess. So it was probably 400 years ago slaves first got here. The point is, when they say "loot it all back," that means they're trying to justify stealing and mugging and robbing and carjacking and home invasion and every other crime they commit. Don't forget looting of stores. It's crazy. How about more Portland information? Portland rioter threatens to knife the police. The peaceful mob, quote-unquote peaceful, hurls glass bottles filled with paint at the police. These are Democrats and their supporters. By the way, you think there's ever been a Republican, a registered Republican, has looted a store or burned a store to the ground or broken the window and went in and, you know, did terrible things in that store and put symbols on the wall, graffiti, defecated on the floor? You think a Republican's ever done that and walked out with a TV set? No, I don't think so. I think every single person doing this is either a lifelong Democrat voter or registered Democrat, or they're going to vote Democrat. In this election, they voted for Obama in past elections. They voted for Hillary. They're probably going to vote for Biden and Kamala Harris. Or they're not going to vote at all. But there's no Republicans looting. There's no Republicans robbing. There's no Republicans kicking someone in the back of the head while he's on the ground, already beaten. There's no Republicans robbing his car as he lies bleeding, maybe to death, in a coma. This is the Democrat Party.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.